Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. To God be the glory. As we prepare for the month, I want to do a prayer covering, of course. I want to use Psalm 91 from the Passion Translation. And it reads as follows. I want you to decree this over yourself whenever you think about the fact that you need protection, that you need safety, you are secure when you're driving in your car, when you're going through new things, new areas in your life, whether you're at work or with your family or personally. Just remember this song. Put this one on repeat. Read it for yourself as well in so many different translations so that it becomes real to you and the Word of God can speak to you. Again, Psalm 91 from the Passion Translation. When you abide under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield, keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil be launched against you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there with you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you love me, delighted in me, and have been loyal to my name, I will greatly protect you. I will answer your cry for every help, every time you pray, and you will feel my presence in your time of trouble. I will deliver you and bring you honor. I will satisfy you with a full life and with all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Again, that was Psalms 91 from the Passion Translation. Just know that God is here to protect us, to cover us, to keep us safe from any hurt, harm, and danger. No matter what's going on, his faithfulness is a shield to us. So don't worry about the demonic forces that may be coming, because they'll soon be cut off. So don't fear anything, whether it's by day or by night. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil be launched against you. And right now, we are definitely living in a time of disaster where thousands and thousands are being killed. But guess what? God will keep us unharmed. We will remain unscathed. We will remain without any hurt, harm, or danger coming near us, without any problems at all, without any repercussions. God will guard us everywhere that we go. And evil can't even come close to us. It can't even get through the door because the angels of God have been ordered by God to guard us everywhere that we go. And if we stumble, they're going to catch us. Their job is to keep you and us from falling. We'll walk unharmed everywhere we go, but we have to hold on to God's unchanging hand. God is with us in time of trouble. He'll give us the best care that only he can give, and we have to trust him. So call to God. Answer what God says to do. God will rescue us. He will give us long life and give us a very, very long drink of salvation. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this psalm. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the covering. We will read Psalm 91 at least once a week so that we can stay under your covering, under your shield, under your protection. We need to read it personally in our private time, in our meditation on a daily basis, whether it's in the car, at home, before bed, in the morning, whatever the case is, help us to know that you are always here. And reading this psalm gives us revelation knowledge. It protects us and it prepares us for what's to come. Father God, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We glorify you. We thank you that you love us so much that you gave us Psalm 91. We love you so much. Be with us and be with every home represented, Father God, from this day, now, henceforth, and forever. In Jesus' name. Be blessed, everyone. Till next time. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.